At the China-Africa Forum in Beijing this year, Chinese President Hu Jintao pledged a $20 billion line of credit just for the next 3 years. With this expansion have come charges of exploitation, mainly from those competing for African business. On trips to Africa, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton warned of a new colonialism threatening the continent. The majority of Africans see things differently, preferring China's influence over America's by a wide margin. One U.S. survey conducted in 10 African countries found respondents overwhelmingly in favor of a Chinese connection. In Kenya, 91% of respondents said China's presence was positive versus 74% who felt that way about America's. The spread was bigger in Senegal, narrower in Ghana. In Tanzania, a majority, 52%, thought American influence was a bad thing.
Without a doubt, China has had a huge correlation with the increase in African GDP. And let me quickly tell you why. What happened was Chinese demand increased the demand for African commodities, lifted the price structure, so we effectively got a much better price for the things that we were selling.
Although Chinese investment in more than 50 African countries has grown exponentially in the past decade, one country has done more trade with China and received more Chinese direct investment than all the African countries combined, the United States. Rochelle Akufo, CCTV, Washington.